As we mentioned before, the amount of 0 to 1 kilometer shear in the environment seems to differentiate between favorable and less favorable tornado environments. If you blow it up a little bit, you can see the significant tornado cases lead the pack with values of 200, 300, 400 meters squared per second squared, with lower values for weak tornadoes and lower values still for non-tornadic supercells. Although be aware there is some overlap there, and how well you've modeled or sampled the winds, and how well you've determined what is the true effective SRH, the thermodynamic events, will really matter in terms of your calculations and how accurate it is. If it's a straight sounding, or it's off of VWP versus, say, mesoanalysis, where there might have been an initialization error, you're going to have a little bit more accurate results. Beyond that, very small physical differences can exert a big influence. Vertical shear in the lowest kilometer tends to be about 5 to 10 knots stronger for significant tornado supercells. So the margin for error is pretty small when you're talking about 5 to 10 knots or maybe 20 to 30 degrees of motion. So stay alert and really do a good job of your meteorological and mesoscale analysis.